They don't grow, so they grow around about 20 to 30 pounds, and they're good. And we used to raise lots of Georgia rattlesnakes here, but they just never did do too good. But people would raise them, they look good, and people would buy them, but they just wasn't as good as some of the others.
Is there any way to tell what color meat you got without cutting it?
Well, not unless you've raised them and know just around pretty much. Mm-hmm. Now, we used to raise lots of them, but now you telling a yellow meat from a red meat, there's hardly no way in the world.
Can't do it.
But you can tell when a melon gets ripe just by walking through the patch and looking at the rind, if you're raised enough and get acquainted with it. And tell when it's ready to pull. Now it can be ripe, but still it won't be good. Mm-hmm. You pull it a week before it's supposed to be, the meat's tough, it's just not as sweet. But when that gets a certain, that rind, you can see it. I can look at one and tell you. Mm-hmm. If it's slick and glazy, I wouldn't have it. Mm-hmm. But it's just a different color in it. And it is ripe and it is good. It's wonderful. Now, I plant the yellow meat ones out here. This year I've had bad luck. I planted three times and I still don't know whether I'm going to get a melon or not. Mm-hmm. But they're the yellow meat. And I was growing the ones that my wife's cousin up here at Hoop Pop, Arkansas, raised. He's been raising them there for 30 years. And they was a kind of a oblong melon, and they was a light stripe and a green stripe. And then 3 or 4 years ago, I brought one uptown from a friend, and it was a white melon. And they were both, they were just wonderful. Some people call them ice cream melon, and some call them the yellow-meated melon. But there's lots of yellow-meated melons grown now.
Well, do you ever see these little things growing out in the woods somewhere, or sometimes they grow in people's yards? They're not much bigger than this, most of them, and they kind of look like an umbrella that's open, got a slender stalk and kind of wide at the top.
Mayapple?
What's that?
Is it called that the mayapple? They grow a fruit about that big on them, and some of them grow about that high, and the fruit will be just under the... The top looks a kind of a flat top, mm-hmm. And they grow in rich spots.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not the same thing as a mushroom, is it?
Oh, no. A mushroom's altogether different.
Mm-hmm. What's the... Can you eat mushrooms?
A lot of people eat. I wouldn't eat one for $1 million.
Why not? They won't hurt you, will it?
Huh?
Will they hurt you?
No. Mm-hmm. But as I told this, there's a nigger woman who used to work. I tell you, she worked down here at the chicken dinner place on the end, and she lived in my cottage down there for years. So she got old and got sick. We couldn't take care of her. My wife got sick, wasn't able to take care of her. And she just thinks the world of them. Oh, she likes them mushrooms. I told Margie, I says, Margie, that's nothing in the world but a fungus. It's no life in it, never no life, no seed. It grows in fertilized piles. It grows out of horse manure. Mm. And I said, I wouldn't eat one at all. But there's people. I was at the Safeway store the other day. I come by there, an old gentleman there, and they had some big, pretty mushrooms in there. Well, I wouldn't eat them at all. That old man was just buying them. A lot of people just think the world of them.
Well, is there something like a mushroom except it's poisonous?
Yes, sir. Take it to toadstool. And then there's another that's not a regular toadstool, but it's a fungus that grows. Mm-hmm. And they're deathly poison. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of people don't know a mushroom from them.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about this expression. Say if a man had a real sore throat and he was trying to eat something, he might say, well, I'd like to eat that, but I just can't.
It scratches my throat. Is that what you say?
Or he just, after he's chewed it up, he couldn't...
Swallow it? Mm-hmm. Well...
What about these things that people smoke? Some people smoke...
They smoke so many different things now. There used to be...